So, I told you it was coming. If you're a regular listener, you'll know in the last video slash boo slash audio thing, I said there was going to be a story about a bat, and here it is.
Oh, you're opening it with the actual story that it's going to be about this time.
I know.
Well done.
I wonder whether we're going to stay on the topic of bats. Who knows? It's like an adventure. You're going on an adventure with Matt and Ben.
So what do you think about pizza?
Anyway... now, when I mentioned the bat, you were like, what? Bats? Don't you remember that I told you that bat
got
in... Yeah,
I know, but it was just a bit irrelevant the time.
Yeah, a bat got into my house. It was the other... Well, I can't remember what night it was. But I think it happened during the night, because I came in... I think I've been at the pub with you, and I came in, I heard this clatter, and I thought, oh, it's probably someone just using the toilet or something. So I just went to bed as normal. Came down in the morning, and my mum was sort of just looking up into the hall, into the landing, and she was like, there's a bat. First, I didn't really believe her. I thought, yeah, no, there's not. There can't be a bat. But, apparently, well, I can verify that there was. I didn't see it, and it stayed in the house.
You didn't see it, but you can still verify.
Well, I didn't see it at first in the morning. I saw it later on when I because it stayed in the house for the whole day because they go to sleep in the day. So mum was on her, you know, she couldn't settle for the whole day, so she was flapping around. And then later on we found it in the bathroom. It was just sat there
having a wash.
No, it was just sort of looking. It looked like a hamster because it was a tiny little thing. It was like a little baby bat.
Baby bat.
Yay.
That sounds cute.
It is. It was rather sweet, actually. I got up really close, and I had to wear gloves, because you can't let them bite you, because they got rat...
And then you become a vampire.
Yeah, true. Well, apparently you get bat rabies or something.
Babies.
Babies.
You get babies if you're bitten by a bat.
That would be great. I would actively try and get bitten by a bat. So I approached it, and I thought it was gonna go flap in my face or something, like a bird. But it didn't. It just sort of... sat there, just went wink, wink, wink. I didn't really know what to. That's the noise it made.
No.
It wasn't happy. Yeah. So I sort of tried to pick it up, and it was sort of squished in with itself. So I kind of scooped it up with these gloves, and it was wink, wink, wink. And it was kind of clinging from me, and then I sort of launched it out of the window.
You catapulted it out the window.
Yeah.
I'm imagining a passerby just walking past and a bat comes flying out at sort of 100 mile an hour at them.
Yeah, I got my slingshot out and away we go. Yeah. That was quite exciting. But I was then held as a god because mum was so worried about this bat. I found it quite sweet. It was a nice little thing. It was something a bit exciting. Yeah.
Well,
ever had a bat in your hands?
No.
Well, you might have that excitement to come then, one day. Maybe it would nest in your beard.
It would have to be an incredibly small bat for that to happen.
It was quite a small bat. It just has to have something to cling on to, right?
Oh, I see. So you're just going to see me someday with bats just hanging from my face.
I think that's your future,
I have a beard of bats. Mm. Some people go for beards of bees, but no. I take that to the extreme.
Exactly.
Beard of bats.
Beard of bats. And also, during the day, they'll be sleepy, so they'll just sort of be hanging there. Yeah. I'm imagining massive, sort of like those fruit-eating bats, you know, which are just...
huge ones, yeah.
Yeah. But all they need is, because we have, like, textured wallpaper in the bathroom, so it was sort of clinging onto a bit of the textured bit. So they'd be more than happy with your beard.
Wow.
Watch this space.
Yeah.
What other sort of wildlife? I mean, if you could have the choice of any sort of wildlife nesting in your beard, what do you think you'd go for? I mean, you've got anything now.
I don't know. Can't think of any animals now.
We've got the bird variety, or we've got. I mean, you could have reptiles living in there, even, or. Fish, maybe? I mean, they'd be dead, but...
Yeah, they wouldn't last very long.
They'd still be nested, you know, you'd staple them in, or...
Don't know.
You can have anything. Literally anything.
I think a giraffe would be quite good.
A giraffe? Oh,
a giraffe,
good.
Yeah. A giraffe in the beard.
Great.
That'd just be amazing.
Be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
You can poke people who are very far away, because it'll just poke its head out.